It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation. Welcome to the show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. It is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. All of our podcasts are there, our recaps of our shows. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. That's where you get the first look at all the upcoming guests and what's happening the next week. Go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. Happy Friday, Steve. You made it.
I don't know how, but yes, I did.
So, you know what? I love this time of year, this late summer, early autumn. I just love this time of year. The days are getting shorter, wishing all of you just a great day. I got a great show planned for you today, and I always like to say thank you to this great team that I get to work with, producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, and also all those at Crawford Broadcasting. And to each of you listeners, I wish you a good day. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. We've got a lot to do every day. We have 24 hours. We make a decision on how we spend those hours, and so spend them wisely because we don't get them back. A great show planned for you today. We'll go through some headlines in this first segment. Second segment, we'll talk with Lauren Levy. He is a mortgage specialist with Polygon Financial Group. And I wanted to get his take on the recent employment numbers, what he thinks about that. And then Karen Levine, award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. Apparently, Joe Biden says that if he is elected, he will get rid of single-family housing. So that could be really interesting because Karen has indicated that the fact that people can own their own home is actually a great way for everyday people to create wealth. And then Jason McBride will be with us at the bottom of the hour with Presidential Wealth Management. And then Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas, who are the creators of I Am a Trumpster. As you know, we've talked about them, this bus that they're getting ready to take into ethnic neighborhoods to encourage minorities to vote for Donald Trump. We'll get an update on that, and so you won't want to miss that. As we look at these issues, we look at them as freedom versus force, force versus freedom, although we see fear as being used to really put force into play, which is really encroaching upon our freedom. So that is why we look at these issues. Socialism ultimately comes down to force, and it is never compassionate to take other people's stuff, whether or not it's their rights, their property, their freedom, their livelihood, via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, or fear. Something is a good idea. It should be able to stand in the battle of ideas. It should not need force to implement it. That is why we ask these questions. Rudyard Kipling, he's the author of The Jungle Book. He was born in 1865, died in 1936, and he said, I keep six honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when and how and where and who. My friends, that is the bedrock of critical thinking. Our quote for today is from Calvin Coolidge. And Calvin Coolidge, he was born in 1872. He died in 1933. He was an American politician and lawyer, and he served as the 30th president of the United States from 1923 to 1929. And Steve, do you know that he was, I think he was maybe the only president that under his administration that actually the national debt went down. He was very conservative from a fiscal standpoint, and actually he turned that around. The economy was prospering at that time. Did you happen to know that, Steve?
I didn't, and I'm thinking as soon as you said the words national debt, you know, I get, I just have a very adverse reaction. The phrase national debt just goes against me so badly. Why would we ever have a national debt? Why does it go on year after year, decade after decade, administration after administration? I don't get it.
Yes, this kicking the can down the road and presenting the next generation with just a big fat IOU is really antithetical to the American idea. Each generation needs to be responsible for the choices that they make, and we need to make sure that also from an education standpoint, from a societal standpoint, that we're passing on something good and virtuous. And a big fat IOU, and then my gosh, when we see what's been happening with education curriculum, you know, what we're passing on to the next generation. We're talking about it. We are at a time for choosing. And I'm actually very encouraged. I have seen a number of different women over this last week, and women that have said, you know, I wasn't really paying attention, and I am paying attention now, and we need to do something. So I'm very encouraged about that, Steve, because I think a lot of people are looking at the burning down of our cities, the destruction of our capital, and they're saying, I don't like that. And that is really what we have, is the destruction of the American dream, the division that is now being offered by this far left group that has taken over the Democrat Party. We had Dennis Gallagher on yesterday, former Colorado State Senator, Denver auditor, served on city council in Denver for, I think, a couple of terms at least. And he's a Democrat, but he said this Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of JFK and Harry Truman. This is not the Democrat Party of your grandparents. This has moved really over very far to the left. It's an activist Marxist agenda that we're seeing there. And so we really have a time for choosing. Is that where you want to go? And, you know, the road to socialism and utopia, a lot of people get hurt on that road. So we then look over, do we want to preserve the American idea? That's what conservative means, is conserving the American idea that all men are created equal with these rights given by God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Do we want to unite behind that, or do we want to go over here to the division that we are seeing within our society at this particular point in time? And like him or not like him, Donald Trump has brought clarity to these issues. And so each of us is going to have to look into our hearts, into our guts, and say, which way do we want to go? It's becoming clearer and clearer, Producer Steve.
It is. It's undeniable. And we since we've been working together, I've been banging my head against the wall, marveling at the to the degree that the electorate seems to be asleep at the switch and not really realizing how badly the country is being hurt and what the ramifications are and where this is going. But like you just said, the women you've been working with or speaking with, as you go about your week and the multitude of things that you do, they're becoming aware, because it becomes an undeniable thing. It's like, wait a minute, that's definitely, you know, whatever the topic is, that's a negative. That's going to hurt us.
It is a negative. And so our quote for today from Calvin Coolidge, and actually Lincoln said something about...
You almost said Calvin Klein, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I've been in the ladies' clothing business for many years, so I almost did. Yes, Calvin Coolidge, who was the 30th president of the United States, he says, don't expect to build up the weak by pulling down the strong. And so instead of pulling down the strong, we want to lift up others. And that is why this piece that John Caldera just recently did regarding the fact that the different health departments are declaring racism as a public health crisis. And then in doing so, we've seen what's happened with these unelected bureaucrats at these health departments, what they've done with COVID-19, Wuhan virus, how they have shut down our economy. Just think, if they are given free rein, that racism is a public health crisis, or the next thing is that climate change is a public health crisis. Just think about the havoc that could wreak upon everyday people. And the fact that we're now looking at people as groups and saying that this group is going to get preferential treatment and this group is going to be held down. Instead of that, so that's a time for choosing. That is what is on the table. We are seeing that. Or do we want to go with the Calvin Coolidge comment here, is instead of pulling people down, why don't we work to lift everybody up? I mean, it is so clear to me, Steve, on that.
Well, this article you're looking at in Patty's package is from our friend John Caldera, who was with us Wednesday, and he writes so clear. I just love the way his mind works. So, you know, go into it a little bit further.
Okay. So basically, he said, we'll set this up. It says the state of Colorado plans to declare racism a public health crisis. According to Channel 7 News, the head of the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, Jill Hunsaker Ryan, will make the declaration. Okay, that's the first question there. Jill is not elected. She's going to be making a declaration. That is a big problem right there, that we are going to have an unelected bureaucrat unaccountable to the people. She keeps her job, whether or not the people like her declaration or not. That is totally antithetical to the American idea. And if you go to the Colorado State Legislature, over the years, they have put legislation in place that has abdicated their responsibility to the people and given it to these unelected bureaucrats. And so we need to walk that back. That is why elections matter. She said, in doing so, Hunsaker Ryan said she has two goals: to increase diversity in the department's workforce, which is almost 78% white, and make it easier for local community organizations that provide services to people of color to partner with the agency. Now, Steve, just a quick question. Aren't we trying to get to a point where we are a colorblind society? But the some young people sent me a YouTube video that the woke people and the racist people that they say that they dislike actually are coming together and having the same reaction here in America as far as defining people by their color or their gender or their sexual preferences, instead of each individual has their own individuality and they make their own decisions about their lives. So just think about it. You have, and Patty and I were talking about it yesterday. Let's say that you have a white person that grew up in a very difficult situation, and they have worked hard, and they've really pulled themselves up by their bootstraps. But they will get to a point that just because of their color, they might not be able to continue up this economic ladder of prosperity, because they are going to be defined not by their individuality, but by their color. And just think about it over here. I remember I was at an event with at the South Metro Chamber, and I think the subject possibly was diversity. And a woman was sitting behind me, and she was black. And she said that when she went to college, she had earned her scholarship to get to college. And she actually was really frustrated because a lot of people would look at her and not realize that she had earned that scholarship, but they thought that she was awarded that scholarship just because of her color. And there was a headline that just came out yesterday that Yale University has been... I don't know what the word is exactly, but that they it's been proven that they actually have been bigoted, if you will, to white students and to Asian students in their admitting policies. And so we need to get away from this defining people in groups and get back to defining people as individuals. And so this Caldera piece is very important. We're going to talk about this more over the next few weeks, because the Denver Chamber and several different business organizations are pushing this same different policies. And it's almost like there's a 4 a.m. call that goes out. Steve, you said that you saw this almost the same narrative from other health departments in other states as well.
I originally heard it, I guess it was Mayor Hancock was the first one to talk about it.
Right.
But, and then, of course, in state government. But then earlier this week, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer saying the exact same thing, that this is this issue of racism is a public health situation. I don't get it.
So this is an agenda that's being pushed out, and this will probably be, I think a campaign issue as well. But we'll continue to talk about this, because this is really important, that an unelected bureaucrat is going to come in and declare that this is a public health crisis. And we saw how they took their power on this last quote unquote public health crisis and the weaponization of these public health departments against everyday hardworking people. It's really been an assault on the middle class. So we're going to go to break here in just a moment. Before we do that, though, Today is the last day for this great fundraiser that Hooters Restaurants is doing for the Sacred Heart House of Denver, which is a local charity, and it helps prevent single women and single moms and their children from homelessness. And today is the last day. Guests will be able to donate at any of the five Hooters locations, and those are Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. And you can donate and get your name on the wall by either rounding up your change on your tab or a donation of $15. Patty and I were over there last week, and we did that. And so be sure and help out this great fundraiser. And it's Friday, a beautiful day in Colorado. You can go over. They have plenty of TVs to watch what sports are going on. I don't quite understand all the sports right now, but I know that they are happening. So for more information, go to order.hooters.com. That's order.hooters.com. We'll be right back with Lauren Levy and Karen Levine.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Go over to Facebook and give us a like. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there at the website, and you'll get first look at all the things that we'll be doing over the next week. On the line with me is one of my valued partners, Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group. He is a specialist in the mortgage arena. He works with a lot of different companies, so he's able to really help you tailor your mortgage to your individual needs, which, you know, I really like individuality, Lauren Levy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Kim. Thank you.
First thing I wanted to ask you, yesterday was a bit of a wild day, but I thought I saw come across the headlines what I kind of thought was a pretty good jobs report. What's your thoughts on the most recent unemployment and jobs numbers?
You know, the new claims were definitely lower, which, you know, anytime you have less people filing for unemployment, that should be a good thing. And I think the market, you know, that's what the market took it as good news.
So how is that affecting mortgage rates? I know that they've been super, super low. And now is a good time that people could, you know, refinance or perhaps buy a house at these low rates and, you know, really lower their, you know, the cost over the life of their loan.
Yep. The mortgage rates, as we've been talking about for several weeks now, have been bouncing around this pretty low level. They did go real low maybe about a week and a half ago, and then they bounced ever so slightly higher. And it's hard to use the word higher. We're talking about, you know, an eighth to a quarter of a point moves here in interest rates, not anything that's drastic. But they've been bouncing around this bottom for a little while now. But, you know, not much has changed as far as rates go. Until yesterday, there was a little bit of a bounce upward on the article that I forwarded to you, Kim, that you, I'm not sure if you had a chance to review yet or not.
You know what? I actually, yesterday was such a wild day. Let me get to that. Tell me about it. What was it exactly, Lauren?
So what happened, there's a lot of, I'll say, anger or disdain amongst the mortgage market right now. And I'm not just talking about at the low level. I'm talking about at every level. What happened yesterday was the Federal Housing and Finance Authority instituted a new 0.5%, not 0.5% interest rate hike, but 0.5% fee on all mortgage refinances across the country, no matter who does them. And they're saying that it's due to uncertainty in the market and the forbearance issue of people who maybe aren't able to pay their mortgage right now and they're trying to stabilize Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But the industry looks at it as the government coming in and trying to take a piece of all the refinancing that's been going on and try to make some money off of all of these loans. And so what that serves
to do is... That's terrible.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Overnight, basically take someone who, if you're getting 2.875%, now you're looking at 3 to 3.125. That's what the effect is going to have. So you'll see on the internet now, there's a lot of push and argument amongst all the industry to try to have them take this away. There was no open period for a conversation. They just instituted it overnight.
Wow. You know what? That is so frustrating because here you have everyday hardworking people. They're just trying to keep it together. And you've got low interest rates, which is an opportunity for them, as we mentioned, to lower their cost of their mortgage over many years. And the government just swoops in without really any announcement and bumps that up 0.5%. That is really frustrating, Lauren Levy. So it's probably put a little bit of a stop on things for right now, huh?
Well, it's a half of a percent of a fee. So it's not going to raise rates by half of a percent.
Oh, okay.
It's just going to raise them probably by like an eighth or so, or
but
at the most
a lot.
Quarter. It is. It's still a lot. And the reason it's made the banks really mad is because it was implemented with no grace period. So all these lenders that have a full pipeline of loans are now going to have to pay that fee on loans that they didn't pass off the fee to the consumer. So we're talking millions of dollars from banks, but it is going to cause rates to go up at least temporarily, slightly. And it's just sort of a bad time. Like you said, when people are trying to, stabilize the economy through refinancing and get in a better position for the Federal Housing and Finance Authority to step in at this time and try to do that to the consumer probably is not very good.
No, I totally agree. Well, Lauren Levy, you'll have to keep us up to date on that. What I'm thinking strategy-wise, people might want to go ahead, reach out to you, start to pre-qualify so that once this, I got to think that they're going to walk this back. But we always talk about opportunity. When opportunity knocks, you need to take it because you never know what the government is going to do. So I'd recommend people give you a call, Lauren Levy, at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881. Lauren, have a great day. We'll talk to you next week and keep us updated on what's happening.
Okay, will do. Thank you, Kim.
Okay, thanks so much. Karen Levine, award-winning realtor, RE/MAX Alliance, top of the morning to you.
Good morning, my dear Kim.
And a headline I wanted to ask you about, and Joe Biden, this was from the National Review, says that he has promised to hold hostage $12 billion in surface transportation block grants to states unless they agree to abolish suburban single-family zoning. What is your thoughts on that, Karen Levine?
Well, I think this is a very opportune time for us to start having this conversation. I find the headline very scary. I find the fact that government entities feel, especially federal, can come in and mandate or hold hostage road funds to get their agenda through. And it doesn't really matter what it is they're holding hostage. In this case, it does matter to me because it's housing. I understand what's happening in many of our states and municipalities. They are needing to look at downzoning to be able to provide affordability in neighborhoods, increase density. But those are decisions that need to be made at a local level. I'm not at a federal level.
Well, and just the idea that, we've talked about single family housing and that how that has been a tool that the middle class has been able to create wealth for themselves. And it seems to me like these policies of the far left that's taken over the Democrat Party just continues to squeeze the middle class. And that's been what's so amazing about the American idea is this big, broad entrepreneurship of the middle class. And it seems like, these hardworking Americans are just kind of getting hit from all different ways. So we're going to have to watch this, Karen. I watch transportation, housing, property rights. That's something that's so important to both of us.
Excellent. Exactly, Kim. And I think What concerns me most is that housing has been under assault for years, and we have not been paying attention. And you and I have had several conversations about the plethora of rental properties being built throughout the Denver metropolitan area, and the fact that no ownership units are being built. And those ownership units, entry-level, are condominium, multifamily-type units that afford the middle class to be able to become homeowners and move into those single-family homes. And it very much concerns me that the number one way that we have built wealth in our nation is homeownership, and it is under assault, and we had better pay attention.
Totally agree on that. So we'll continue on. I'm thinking that we probably need to do a podcast on this at some point here, Karen Levine, because this is such an important issue. You are an award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. Your negotiating skills are so important to get to a win-win. You know, that's what really
exactly.
Good negotiation is a win-win. You've been in the business for a long time. You're very good at that. So I would highly recommend, if people are considering buying or selling their home or even buying a new build, that they should reach out to you, Karen Levine.
Most definitely. I am available to answer questions, to guide them, give them the information they need to be able to make good decisions in their housing.
And your number is 303-877-7516, 303-877-7516. Karen Levine, have a great day, and we will talk to you next week.
You do the same. Thanks, Kim.
Okay. And Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. I cannot believe what Lauren Levy just said about this new fee just swooped in by the federal government on refinances. And did that affect the market at all?
Well, the market's not open yet, and the futures are, you know, pretty quiet this morning, so it didn't seem to have any instantaneous effect. As far as the jobs report yesterday, that was definitely good news. Well, it was still bad news, but it was better news than we've had. It seems to be going in the right direction, and market was pretty calm about that too. So we just couldn't catch much excitement at all off of that yesterday, Kim.
Okay, you know, and before I was just thinking this morning with interest rates and all. It's difficult for people that are looking for yield. I mean, the market is, you know, really, the stock market's gone up significantly. And, you know, with people that want yield, I would highly recommend that they sit down and talk with you, because I think there's some opportunity there. But I'm just like, where do people go if they want to try to get some yield on their money?
Well, I think right now, Kim, you know, bonds especially, you know, traditional type bonds that tend to, you know, their interest rate changes along with interest rates. Yeah, you're right. The yields are very, very low right now. Prices are somewhat high. So people will say that it's, you know, people used to say bonds were pretty much risk-free return. Now they're saying that in some ways they're return-free risk. So it is difficult to find yield. There's places to go, but you can go to high yield. There's, you know, some publicly traded like real estate trusts or business development companies. There's a few other things that you can get paid more, but, you know, make no mistake about it, you're going to accept some higher risk or some higher volatility to be able to get that, Kim. The other choice is you could look at like a fixed annuity that works somewhat like a CD. It just kind of has a set term that they'll guarantee the rate for. But again, nothing in life comes free. I mean, in order to get that higher rate, what you're going to give up there is some liquidity. If you, you know, try to take the money back out, take all of it back out, you know, before the term of the annuity is up, there would be a, you know, withdrawal penalty.
So that is why it's so important to sit down with somebody like you or your colleagues at Presidential Wealth Management, assess your risk, assess your goals, and, you know, not every day, but it's something that on a regular basis, just kind of take your temperature, and with there's opportunity, there's always opportunity. And as I mentioned to Lauren, when opportunity knocks, one should answer the door. So Jason McBride, if people want to reach you, the phone number over there is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. And, you know, go to the landing page also that we have together, airpresidential.com, airpresidential.com. There's all kinds of great information there. Jason McBride, have a great Friday, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Kim. Have a great show.
Thanks so much. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we will be talking with Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas. They are the creators of I Am a Trumpster, and they're going to update us on what they're doing. And I'd also like to see what they think about the Kamala Harris vice presidential pick. We'll be right back.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Be sure and sign up for our weekly newsletter, which comes out on Sundays. It gives you first look at all of the upcoming guests, as well as our op-eds and Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcasts. I am thrilled to have on the line with me two gentlemen who are friends. They're new friends of mine, Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas. They are the creators of I Am a Trumpster. Reggie and Johnny, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm doing well. And you also, Johnny, have a show on KLZ 560 on Sunday afternoons. I'm a Trumpster Radio. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm a Trumpster Radio. We created that so the listeners have a voice so they can call in and they can express themselves and we can talk about the topics that they want to talk about. So me and my partner, we would say, hey, a lot of times when you host, we talk about what we want to talk about, but the people have something boiling inside of them that they want to get out. So we give them an opportunity to call in and express themselves, and we take it from there.
It doesn't matter who, what they are, if they're Democrat, Republicans, you know, whatever it is, whatever they want to talk about, we're there for them.
You know, Reggie, that's probably one of the most difficult things, particularly then to do on a live radio show, is to have people call in, talk about what's on their hearts, and then to respond to that. I don't think that people quite understand that there's such an honesty in doing that. And it's I really laud you guys for what you're doing with I'm a Trumpster Radio. But Reggie, let's talk a bit about how and why you founded I'm a Trumpster.
It's because a lot of things that we heard a voice talking about when we were in a recording studio in Atlanta, Georgia, and it started off with intellectual properties, and it went from there to all kinds of different narratives.
We found out that this man, you know, that was a star in the entertainment industry, which I never even watched a show. I think it was Apprentice or something. Mm-hmm. We never even watched a show. We wasn't.
Yeah, I had neither.
Mr. Trump.
Neither.
So, but when that voice came up, and I was surprised it was him, and I said, you know, he's speaking the truth. People in this business and know about, you know, different things in entertainment and intellectual properties and having to deal with things overseas and all of that stuff, creative narratives. He was right on point. And then he started talking about, you know, the America first. You know, we're like, hey, we got to be behind this man, Americans first, you know, build the wall, you know, all of that. He's like, everybody's welcome, but you have to be here, just come legally. I mean, that's the man. That's exactly what we believe in. We just went from there, and he's done so much, even with all the tyranny that has been, you know, directed his way. Was everybody on him trying to take him down? And we're like, what is the reason they're trying to take this man down? And so we was like, nah, we got to get on the team. And we was like, I'm a this, I'm a that. And we just said, hey, I'm a Trumpster. And then we came up with that, you know, and I ran it by my boy. I came up with it and ran it by him. He loved it. And then we said, let's go. And it just took off from there.
So, Johnny Thomas, when Reggie presented this with you, because you both grew up in Democrat families, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And I continue to make the point that this Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of JFK or Harry Truman. This is really lurched far to the left. But when Reggie came to you, I always get the feeling that Reggie became I'm a Trumpster first, and then he convinced you. Was that a long process, or how did that conversation go, Johnny Thomas?
Well, I know his intellect. So when he called me, we had just been doing music really all of our life, from music and promotion and entertainment. And he called me with this suggestion, and I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Well, I think." Yeah, he said, I think we've been in the music industry, but it's something more important that I think that we have to do. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he said, I want you to check out this I'm a Trump. So he sent me to the site, and I looked at it, and I was like, Trump. And I was like, I remember Trump a little bit, Trump Towers, different things of that nature. And then I was like, let me dig in this a little bit. And I went in, and I found out, you know, about the intellectual property. So that's very close to our heart because we're creators. And then I looked at the site and I looked it over and I was like, man, this is kind of hot. You know what I'm saying? And how he wanted to get the message out with the brand, with the hats and the t-shirts that saying I'm a Trumpster on them and no collusion, you know what I mean? Right. And 45. And I was like, it was so creative, and I was like, dope. I was like, let's go. Let's run it. And I actually told him, hey, I was in Atlanta, and I said, well, what I'm going to do, I'm in some things I got here, and I'll be in Colorado in probably about a month. I was shooting a movie, and I was like, I'm going to end what I got here, and April I'll be there. And so I got on the plane, and I'm here, and we started the movement.
Well, Reggie Carr, why Colorado? Why did you and Johnny Thomas decide to come to Colorado? Because you've been working with the Lowry Music Group, and I mean, you've had Sony contracts, a whole bunch of things down in Atlanta. Why have you come to Colorado?
Well, initially, this is my home, and I moved from here to Atlanta for some years and was working on the music, and then my mother got sick. And then so I said, hey, you know, I told Johnny I'm going back home. I'm going to take care of my mom, my brother, my sister, and myself. And we doing what I do. I can be in the recording studio. I can be in a recording studio here. I can be on the beach. I can be wherever I am doing, you know, contracts, publishing, recording, writing, all of that stuff. And when I heard that intellectual property thing and I let Johnny know, I just basically, like he told you 100%, but there's one part in the middle is that I actually flew back to Atlanta because once I told him everything was going, he had called me and he said, hey, man, I see this company right here that's got a Trump bus and everything you're doing. And people were coming at me at all directions wanting to be involved. But RNC found out about it, got a long story short. We got flew out. I got flew out to Atlanta. Johnny was there.
And then we were invited VIP to the World Congress Center.
Black Voices.
Black Voices. And it was like only 100, supposed to be 100 people, 150 people. And it was exclusive. And we went, we came in there with all the gear and we with our message and all of that. And we got just mobbed. Everybody just loved us. And we were taking pictures on news shows and all kind of stuff. And that's when we actually met President Trump. And shook his hand. I shook Pence's hand. It was with Diamond and Silk, you know, the Kentucky congressman. Just everybody, VIP, was heavy VIP in there. And President Trump was talking about minorities need to step up. And he said they need to step up in the states that are blue to help turn red and the swing states to turn them red. And this is what this whole meeting was about, the kickoff. And then I said, okay, you know what? So me and Johnny was like looking at each other, and we said, hey, telling a couple people, so we're not going to do this in Georgia because the guy, the gentleman that wanted to do his lawyer and everybody wanted to do something, and they wanted to basically stay in Georgia. Georgia's already red. So we're like, nah, we're going to do exactly what President Trump said, what he requested. And I said, hey, my home is Colorado anyway. I'm out to probably care. We're going to go ahead and do this. And then so Johnny said, hey, you know what? Cool. Well, I'll, when I'm done with this, shut this down, I'll move out there and we'll get this cracking.
Well, and intellectual property rights are so important. And I think I remember the story, Johnny Thomas, that you had a song that was number one in Europe, but you guys didn't know it. And I'm trying to put two and two together that somebody took that song, they distributed it, and then they kept all the money. Am I connecting the dots correctly, Johnny?
Oh, so correctly. Exactly. And we was actually, I forgot, we was at an event, and then we came on and we was at an event.
We was at an event, and we was actually in a recording studio working on another project. And then that person came in, and we mentioned the song, right?
Mm-hmm. We mentioned the song, and he said, wait a minute. I heard that song over in, was it Germany? And he said, that's the number one song. We was like, what? A number one song? What are you talking about?
And I was like, nah.
He's like, you got to be mistaken. He said, I know what I heard. I know the song. I know it. And then he started singing it.
Right.
And then we knew he knew it. And it was number one in another country. And we had got no royalties, no anything, no publishing, nothing.
And we knew, we tried to track down the traces of how it got released over there. And we know that we were doing duplication in China.
Yes.
So that's where the
China. Yeah. And that's another subject that when you're talking about Trump, he has been really tough on China. So you guys, let's go to break because we've been talking about raising money for this I'm a Trumpster ethnic bus tour. And I know people want to know about that. I'd also like to get your thoughts on the Kamala Harris vice presidential pick. And so let's go to break. This is Kim Munson. I'm talking with the creators of imatrumpster.com. And that is Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas. Before we do that, though, Castlegate Knives is one of my new sponsors. And, you know, knives have been around since the Stone Age. And for good reason, they're functional, they're durable, and they're versatile. And they're an essential part of the All-American Toolkit. So whether you're a hunter, an angler, or an outdoorsman, you no doubt have a favorite knife or two that you can just depend on. Well, you may want to add another great knife to that your repertoire there. And Castlegate Knives is the place to do that. They're located in Sedalia, Colorado. They are family owned and operated. So be sure and check out Castlegate.com. That's Castlegate.com. This is Kim Munson. We'll be right back with Johnny Thomas and Reggie Carr.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lauren Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all that's going to be happening the next week. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And we'd appreciate it if you would go over to Facebook and give us a like. On the line with me are the creators of imatrumpster.com. And Reggie Carr, Johnny Thomas, they've been in the entertainment business for many, many years. They're experts at messaging to the ethnic community. And we'll be talking in just a moment about what they're doing with this bus tour. But before we do that, Reggie, let me go to you first. What are your thoughts about the Kamala Harris pick for vice president to run with Joe Biden? What do you think about that?
Well, if I recall, I believe that, you know, she was black, and then she was black and Asian, and then now she's black and Indian. So, and now it's Jamaican or something, yeah. Right? So, you know, that says it all. You know, she changes her ethnicity based upon what she's doing and her convenience, right? So. That we didn't like that from the beginning. I think she's complete phony. I think she's set up to do the things of the far left. I think Joe is just there for he's the pawn. And as soon as if he can get in, which I doubt that, but if he can get in, he'll be pushed out the way, and then the country will be being ran by her and all the people underneath there with the far left narrative. So that is what we feel about that. It's all a setup. It's fake. We don't like her in any form or fashion, and you know we definitely can't get with the Biden. This whole Democratic ticket is a joke. We definitely have to go out there and stop this. This is a war that we must do, and they've put everything together. They've calculated, you know, maliciously how to try to get the black and the minority vote, but we're not stupid. You know, and so we just got to get out there and do what we do, which makes it even more important now that we squash all these fake candidates and all these evil narratives.
Well, and Johnny Thomas, let's move over here to I'm a Trumpster. You've talked about gear, and then I saw a new flyer that you have just created regarding comparison of churches being destroyed. I mean, it's a very powerful. Basically a palm card, a piece of literature to give to people. You have funded, the two of you care so much about this. You have funded this whole thing 98% with your own money. But just talk a little bit about the gear, what you have created, Johnny Thomas.
Yes, we created hats. We have a special type of hat. You know, we have the urban crew. They like a certain type of hat. It's a certain type of style they like. So we created the hat. We have a variety of colors of hats. We also have T-shirts, like I say, with no collusion on them. And it's just some different things and what our people like to see, how we like to dress. It's kind of more fashion.
And that flyer. It's directed towards minorities.
Yeah, it's definitely directed towards minorities because our whole thing is we're going to explain to them, show them what have been going on for a long time so we can keep them in the know. So that's why we actually going on this minority bus tour. That's why we said, you know, me and my partner, when we have projects, a lot of times we're the executive producer. We put our own money. We have a vision. We come up with it from the start to the end. We create it. We have the vision. We put it together, and then we push it out. So we did this with I'm a Trumpster brand. But at the end of the day, politics is a little expensive. We have to get the word out. So that's why we like, hey, we're going to do it. And I think that once the people see the mission and what we're doing and what we're saying, they'll get behind us, help, you know, sponsor some of this and help donate, to the cause.
Like you've been doing, Kim, thank you. You know, we call you Kim the Great on our show. So you've been spearheading a lot of things in front, behind. You know, we got a team, and you have definitely been instrumental on this. And that the the merchandise, I'm glad. That's a great question. Of course, it would come from you. It was designed to, because of the feedback we were getting, and was that, you know, that you only good old boys were Republicans, you know, and then we said we got to reach the. And that's not true. They don't like to wear certain type of, you know, styles and stuff like that because they think it's a good old boy thing. We're like, no, that's not true. It's a lot of black conservatives and Republicans that are out there. And then there's a lot of Democrats, the blacks that are, they're not Democrat or Republican. They choose just not to vote because they don't know. So we had to look down and come up with something that we can excite them. We can get them the visual and so they can, you know, we can promote that narrative and they can have them come wherever they are, out the house, out the car, wherever they are, so they can see that, hey, there's two black Republican conservatives that's been in the entertainment industry, and we've done a lot of things in reference to helping people and the narrative of being what's right for our people. And so we had to come out so we can reach them. If they got their eyes closed, if they can't see, their ears closed, they can't hear. So we designed it to where we did very creative musical videos with President Trump's message on imatrumpster.com. And then we did the merchandise that's, you know, directed towards them. And now we got something big and beautiful that is directed towards them as well. That's going to be coming out.
Well, yes, and so we'll talk. I just very quickly wanted to mention, though, you and I, Reggie, the minute we heard that Herman Cain had passed on, you and I both were, you know, dialing each other, because it really just, I think it was a gut punch to both of us. But Herman Cain had agreed that he was going to, I think, narrate a poem that you had recently written, just very quickly, and then we want to let everybody know about the bus tour.
I guess it started. I called C.L. Bryant, and I told him I had an idea that I wanted to talk to Mr. Cain. And then he actually said, "Okay, great." And we got his number, and I believe, matter of fact, Kim, I think you is actually helping me with the research on that to find a number for
right.
him, and. C.L. Bryant, you know, got in touch with him, and hey, and he's going to be calling you. That's him that left a message on your phone. Yes, they're legit. You need to get with him, and I love what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. So he called me back, like, in about a week, and then I told him I thought how great he was, and I wrote this poem, and I wanted it to him to lend his voice to the poem if he liked it. He said, sure, send it. And as soon as I sent it, he emailed me back, and he said, it's great, you know. He says, I love it, you know, and I have that email. And it touches my heart because he was like, you know, hey, yes, I can do this. You know, I'll lend my voice to this. And we were just getting a plan together to where we can and how we could go out and present it with his voice actually reading the poem. And then he passed with this COVID.
Yeah, it broke our hearts. So, okay, we've got just a few minutes left. The bus tour. I know that you guys, if in fact we continue to move the needle with ethnic communities, my understanding is Trump is doing better and better in ethnic communities, which I think that can overcome a lot of the cheating that we're going to see. I think there will be cheating in this particular election. So, Johnny, we're getting ready. And I have to say to our listeners, thank you. You know, for every $50 that people contribute, they get one of these really cool battle masks that you guys have created. And we raised the $10,000 to help you guys get this bus, the vinyl wrap with what you want to have on that. It's being done right now. And so it's like, stay tuned. We're going to have a big announcement. Right, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a great big announcement. And we definitely appreciate the listeners and the supporters because we couldn't do it without y'all. You know what I'm saying? We believe that we're doing a great thing, and we want y'all to know that, you know, this is close to our heart and it means a lot and it's very important. So we have to do something that's going to get attention because you understand the Democrats, they're not going to play fair. Right. So we have to do something that couldn't be denied. You're going to see it. It's going to be big. It's going to be bold.
Right. And it is designed to get the eye of everyone, but minorities is going to get, you know, they're going to think, wow, that's cool. You know?
And we can speak the language, you know.
Right.
We've been out here a long time. We've been doing the music. We write. So we said, well, hey, we know the language that they speak. They're going to see us. We know how we're going to be dressed. We know the lingo.
Right.
So we're going to be able to reach them. They're going to go, huh, if they can do that, it must be something but not behind them going here and putting their lives on the line for Mr. Trump.
Right. Exactly.
That you guys are truly patriots. So stay tuned. We'll be announcing some details on that. And for those of you, it's been a little kind of seat of the pants. If you go to their website, iamatrumpster.com, and contribute.
I'm a Trumpster.
Then email me.
I'm a.
Did I? I'm a Trumpster.com.
No.
I'm yeah. a. Okay. I'm a Trumpster. I'm. Okay, got it. iamatrumpster.com. And donate. And then just email me and let me know. And if you give me your address, I'll send you your battle mask, or you can stay tuned when we bring everybody together on this. But I really appreciate people. Just $50 a shot. And you're going to need help, though, now with fueling the bus. And so we want to continue that on. But I'm just so grateful for you guys. And we're just about out of time. But Johnny Thomas, Reggie Carr, imatrumpster.com. Go there and contribute, and we'll get you a battle mask. Thanks so much for being with me today, you guys.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate you.
Thank you, listeners, for the help.
Okay, and Sunday afternoon, listen to I'm a Trumpster Radio right here on KLZ 560. And our quote for today is from Calvin Coolidge, and he said, "The only way I know to drive out evil from the country is by the constructive method of filling it with good." Is that not what Johnny Thomas and Reggie Carr are doing? So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, God bless you. And God bless America.